7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Weird noises as an introduction. Diddly do. Ding, 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 ding. Hello. Hello. How do I start this off again? Oh, yeah. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Just because I have the most dubious goals. And what is today's most dubious goal? Well, today's most dubious goal is to find some dudes. Oh yeah. So where am I today? I'm down at the creek. Why am I down at the creek? Well, something happened yesterday. Yesterday, after Dubious Goals Committee, you might remember we were having a good time walking around in the forest at tranquility before a storm rolled in. Well, after Dubious Goals Committee, I jumped in my car and I was driving home. And I got into my neighborhood and the storm still hadn't started up yet. So I thought, yo, I think I'm just going to run down into the creek real quick. Just to check to see if anything's happening down there. Okay. So I came down here. And of course I saw our owl buddy. Yeah, and he was perched up on a branch and watching me and everything. I got to watch him for quite a while. And then when I was leaving to go back home, I decided to go check that one marmot den, the one that's up here on the surface, you know, the one that we always check, you know, the one that hasn't been used yet. And yeah, it's in use. There's loose dirt, the holes are cleared. It's Monty time. All right, so I'm just about to walk into our little entrance here. We did get a storm last night. I don't think it rained all that much, really, though. Well, it might have. It's looking a little muddy and wet around here. Oh, I just heard a sound. I'm not far enough in yet. I just heard something else really weird. Look up, Tobe. The birds are up. I just heard a sound that sounded suspiciously like an owl leaving a branch, which is what I heard yesterday. And then I looked up and I saw, oh, there's an owl. We do have a couple of golfers on the golf course. Looks like they just teed off. They're walking by the area where golf balls fall into the creek, and they're still walking. So apparently they didn't knock any golf balls into the creek, so that's good. Good golf skills, guys. As for me, I'm looking down into this ravine, looking for marmots, don't see any. I'm gonna move up to the edge here. Yep, right above me, there he goes, he's moving. Fly, 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 it's a big old owl. He just did a little loop around. And now he's sitting over there on a branch. Yep, we got one big owl. Oops, I looked away for a second, and when I looked back, now I don't see him. Where did he go? Where did he go? Oh, is that him up in there? No? He went over there. Okay. I found my owl. Awesome. We're 4 minutes into the show, 5 minutes into the show. And we already found what we were looking for. A big owl in the middle of the day. It's a nice and sunny day today. It's clear, there's a slight breeze. It is very humid. And this slope looks muddy and slippery. Do I want to risk trying to go down there? I kind of do, because it rained. And when it rains, sometimes we get funguses, so let's start trying to get down in here. I've got a crazy busy day ahead of me today. Crazy busy. Why is it so busy? Because later on tonight, early this evening, I'm going to a show. That's right. I'm not going to a music concert, however, no. I'm not going to a play. How am I going to do this? This is getting tricky. I am actually going to a magic show. Yeah, a week or two ago, my friend Brian sends me an email. Hey, do you want to go see Snap? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I do. Regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee know that I am something of a student of magic. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, but you're so cool. Why would you be interested in something so nerdy as magic? Doing magic tricks, that's nerd business. It's like, well, yeah, but you need to understand something else. The fundamentals of magic are also the fundamentals of being a con man. Tricking people, deceiving people. These are skills that you need to either have or be aware of so that you yourself do not get conned. I'm spending most of my time just staring up, looking for more owls. And all I can hear is this one bird over here going, yap, 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 yap. This one robin. What's he upset about? I think he's upset because the owl is in this vicinity. I'm still looking up. Where is this guy? Well, there's our chirping complainer. Where'd the owl go? Jeez, he could be hiding pretty good and I wouldn't be able to see him. They are tricky. Don't know if I have my eye owls. My eye owls? Don't know if I have my owl eyes dialed in yet. It's early in the season. I've only seen an owl twice now. Well, three times counting today. Where'd that guy go? See, he probably went that way. There's some big trees down there. Don't know. While I'm standing here, I'm going to take a look down in the creek for any golf balls. Two yellows in the mud, or is that a green? I don't know. Don't care. Can't get to it. It's across the creek. Looks like there's one white golf ball down in there. Somebody's been coming through here, picking up golf balls. That's always good. I'm glad to know that I have some competition. Competition stimulates me. Competition is what gives me motivation to do anything. It's not that I'm a competitive person, because I'm not particularly competitive. You know, if I'm playing games, I don't care if I win or lose. I just want to play. But when it comes to certain types of other things, what would be a good example? I don't know. Oh, big bark float. Must have been enough rain to raise the water level high enough to float all this bark downstream. Why am I moving downstream? Here's a bottle. Do I want it? It is laying right here. It is nice and clean. And it's very convenient. All I gotta do is bend over and pick it up. I think I'm gonna pick up this bottle. And I'm gonna turn around and go the other way. I'm gonna head upstream. I just heard somebody tee off, though. The ball did not come down into the creek. Let's head up to the marmot and mushroom zone. Okay, yeah, lots of floating. I was gonna say detritus. Floating detritus is flotsam, Tobe. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So I'm going to a magic show tonight. And that means I gotta get ready. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it because I get to open up my brand new bottle, my brand new 1 liter bottle of horse shampoo. Yes. And I started realizing, you know, maybe buying the 1 liter bottle wasn't such a smart idea, because can I pick that up with one hand? And I'm going to be able to hold it in the shower when it's slippery and my hands are soapy and, you know, there's logistical concerns here. logistical concerns of horse shampoo usage. It's almost a real thing. Yeah, so I'm washing my hair. And it's hot, but I do have my air conditioning back. Am I going to be able to dry my hair? That's always really dangerous. And I got to wash my hair a long time before I have to leave. It's basically what I'm going to do next is wash my hair, just because I can get overheated. Don't want to make myself sick. Got to give myself plenty of time to recover before I go to the magic show. Yay! Alright. So I'm slowly stalking my way upstream. And I'm at that point where we found those morels. So I'm taking extra time, showing a little bit of extra caution as I make my way through this area in the event that there was a second flush of morels. I don't see any. But they like to hide. Ooh, I see a big fat bumblebee though. He's pretty good size. He's bumbling. He's a bumbling. Look at this guy. He's buzzing around all these little... No, these aren't the little violets. What is this stuff? I don't know what this stuff is, but it has these little purple, lavender, bluish, trumpety flowers. Oh, he thinks it's pretty awesome. He's running around doing bumblebee stuff. Zip, zip, zip. Flying and zipping. Alright, I don't see any... A shadow just went over me. What was that? Not the airplane. Alright, so let's keep moving. That's... What's that smell? Interesting. And now, I think I'm going to sneeze. Yep, I sneezed. Alright, so I'm slowly sort of doing the mushroom walk. I'm doing the search and I'm scanning. I'm doing the walk around and look for the funguses. Yes. Well, anyway, back to the shampoo. Yes, I've got the big bottle of horse shampoo. And if it becomes unwieldy, luckily, I have empty bottles of horse shampoo that I can that I could pour shampoo into and then use. That'd be slightly more functional. A little less unwieldy. So I'm excited about that. And yes, if you're wondering, if you're remembering a few weeks ago when there was some concern as to the functionality of my hairdryer, well, that seemed to have somehow magically worked itself out. You know, the hairdryer just started working again. It's just sort of, I don't know, maybe it just switched out of safety mode and decided, yeah, let's just keep drying Tobe's hair. Alright, I'm in another known fungal zone. And so I'm very carefully looking around. I'm not seeing anything around here. Isn't this... Oh. Yeah, okay, here we go. I just needed to take another two steps. I was going to say, isn't this the area where we find all that, these little fingers. What are these called again? There's these little tiny fingers that are poking their way up out of the ground. Yes, there's a bunch here. Now I gotta walk through a web. So yeah, we've got the little... We got those little dudes popping up. And then up here is another fun zone. This is up here, it's where we get corals. And, well, there's always Caprinus up here too, so. There's another dryad saddle, pretty big one. So what have we seen today? We've seen about three or four different kinds of mushrooms. I'm looking up on this ridge because this is where that marmot den is. Where's my mutties? Oh, I hope that becomes a birthing den. It would be so great to have baby marmots right there. They would be easy to get to. They would be accessible. Accessible baby marmots. Alright, so there's a bird on the path here. Are you not afraid of me? Okay, there you go. And what's around here? Kind of surprised we haven't found any fresh Caprinus yet. Oh, and I just remembered my dream. Yeah, I had a dream this morning that I found shaggy manes. Hey, why is there ripples in the water up there? There might be a dude up here. Maybe there's some duckies up here. Let's go up here and see what is going on, if anything. Oh yes, I sees him. And he sees me. It's our mallard buddy. He's got a lovely shiny green head. He's saying, hey, you like my shiny green head? Got it in Hong Kong. Home of the shiny green head. Hi, buddy. Yeah, he's so nice. I'm gonna kind of keep moving up that way. I don't want to spook him. But did he move? Yeah, I think he's heading a little bit further upstream. That's awesome. I love that duck. That's the same guy we're always running into. Turn around, Tub. And behind me, yeah, we've got some of those little fingers sticking up out of the ground by these dead logs. My sinuses are starting to let go. Around here, we often find Caprinus too. And I think, last year we found some coral around here. As a matter of fact, I think we found some on this log right here. But I don't see any yet. Give it another month. Not even that. Give it another couple weeks and we'll be into coral season. Okay. There's some fresh Caprinus inky caps behind that dead tree. Nice. Nice, nice, nice. But yeah, I had a dream. I had a dream that I found some shaggy manes. And I thought, in my dream, I'm like, wow, it's early for shaggy manes. Blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I'm always trying to rationalize my dreams in my dream. You know, trying to make it make sense. Because that's what I need in my life. Sense. All right, now let's see where our ducky was. Our ducky was hanging out right down here. Now, he probably swam upstream a little bit. Or is he going to be right below... He is. There he is. Right below me. I was going to say, or is he right below me? Blew it, and you heard him take off, and he was doing quacks. I like mallard quacks. Mallard quacks are very low. They're quack, 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 and they're not very loud. As opposed to wood ducks, which have that fully sound. Mallard dude. Okay, so he just jumped up off the sandbar and he flew around the corner about 20 meters. He's hanging out down there just around the bend. I can't see him anymore. Awesome. Mr. Ducky says hello. All right, I'm looking for mushrooms. Now I don't see anything. Well, I don't see anything that is overly interesting to me. Looking across the creek into the other known mushroom zone. I can almost kind of look down into the Coral Valley, although it's not a valley, it's a ravine. The Coral Ravine where I first found coral mushrooms down here. And there's a new log there. I hope that thing pops. Because I do love coral mushrooms. And we have found coral mushrooms on that log over there. And I don't see any from here, but really, we should be over there. Now, we'll go over there soon. I'm checking out another log here. This log doesn't seem to have much going for it. All right, let's work our way back downstream. And what's... I thought I saw movement over there. Oh, I did see movement over there. It's a little squirrel. He's down in the creek getting a drink of water under the root ball of a tree that has tipped over. So that's a nice squirrely thing to do. That'll be fun for squirrels. I see that marmot den is right up there somewhere. Where's my mutties? Well, if there is a gestating female, she will stay in the hole. She will stay in the hole until she has the babies, and then they'll try to keep them in there, and then that'll... That's always the fun thing, is then you watch the hole when they have the babies, and the babies have fun. The babies are playing. They like to run out of the hole and run around and wrestle and tackle each other and bite each other on the butt, and then they run back into the hole. And then they repeat this behavior over and over and over again. And it's pretty fun to watch. Because nothing's funnier than baby marmots. You will laugh. They are funny. They do wacky marmot stuff. And, where am I? What am I doing? Should I go down into the creek right there? Yeah, it's going to be real muddy, real sandy. I do have the crappy shoes on, but there's no really any reason to go down into the creek bed because there's just no reason to do so. There's no golf ball. Oh, boy. Here we go. A big poop. That's owl poop. That is signs of owls in attendance. There are owls about, but we knew that already because we already saw one. What was that? Whant. Funny little bird said whant. I have no idea how to respond to that. What was that? Wait a minute. Now there's another weird bird just did something weird. Who that is? Oh, I lost him. That wasn't an owl. That was something odd, though. Where'd he go? Is that a flicker? I don't know. All right. I'm just sort of patrolling. The bank here is kind of wide. You kind of come up one end, kind of come up one side, and you can kind of go down the other. So I'm just patrolling the bank. I'm going by the known morel spot. I don't see any new morels. In my experience, morels only flush once, but I have been told by one or two people whose opinions on the matter I do respect. They said, and they have, I've been told that yes, they can flush more than once. It doesn't mean that they're going to, but it does happen. So that's why I'm being extra careful. Because you never know when we might run into more of that esculenta e goodness. But I'm not running into any at this time. So we're going to walk across this bark float. And then we're going to go down here a little bit further. I'm sort of tempted to walk downstream. Just because, well, that's the way our owl went. And who knows, maybe somebody knocked some golf balls into the creek down there. Maybe, just maybe. I'm listening to all the sounds and I'm not hearing any sounds that would lead me to believe that there's an owl patrolling. Where is our owl buddy? You know, once the owls are flying around and they make it to a spot, then all the other little birds start freaking out. Well, because, you know, they could potentially get eaten. And what am I seeing down there? Unknown. And so when owls move, they move, the owl gets to a spot and all the little birds start freaking out. Cheepity, cheep, 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 cheep. And they make a racket. You can kind of tell where the owl is just by what the other birds are doing. This is true for other raptors as well. Wow. There's a beer can here. It looks like it's from 1952, but I know it's not. This is like a retro remake beer can. I can tell by the shape and the pop top. I'm looking up into the trees. I'm looking for owls. I see jumping squirrels. Squirrels having fun. All right. I'm not going to go downstream. The smart thing to do would be to go back up to the surface, go downstream, and look down where we saw that little baby marmot, where we suspect there is a marmot den by that riprap. But I'm going to head up. It's humid. It is humid down here. Especially the humidity can just settle into this little valley and you can tell the difference. Oh, the mud is slippery. Okay, might be a little bit more difficult to climb out of here than I originally thought. So I gotta grab onto a tree here. I gotta start using tree roots as stairs. Oh, now I'm really stuck. This way. Yeah, good choice, Tobe. And that amount of exertion was very bad. I can feel that. It's starting to sting. Ouchie. Ouchie, ouchie. Alright, so... I was going to say, let's just stick our head out here. See if there's any... marmots poking around in the grass over here. And I'm just going to take a quick look down there. Huh. I don't see any marmots, but the grass is kind of long. Yeah, no, there's nobody down there. But you, my friends, have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here. But now it's over. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.